and a happy Wednesday to all who celebrated Hank fans.
It's why we love today.
Darn tootin' it is. This 26th day of the second month of 2025. 57 in, 308 left to go. Round in the corner, close to Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday coming up, 6 days away. Next weekend, Saturday into Sunday, we will spring forward with daylight saving time. 19 until St. Patrick's Day, 53 until Easter. Man, we got all the spring coming our way with 80 for the high today. And 4 days left until Texas Independence Day. Today, otherwise known as National Pistachio Day, which for over half my life, I shunned the pistachio. And then I discovered it, really, and I'm a big fan. All that time, it was just nuts. Thank you. Just you and me today. All right, if you want the show to be better, jump on it. Be a part of it. It is Tell a Fairy Tale Day, Levi Strauss Day, Carnival Day, and National Carpe Diem Day. So seize it. On this date in history, things happened. A little light on this front. 1870, the first New York City subway line opened up. And stayed clean until on this date tomorrow in 1870. On this date, opening up, although I think it was probably around far before 1919, the Grand Canyon National Park opened. And now nobody's there left to work it, I guess. They're having a tough time, aren't they, right now?
Dad!
On this date in 1930, back to New York we go. In Manhattan, first red and green traffic lights were installed. And the first red light ever run was on this date tomorrow in 1930. So fun facts for everybody.
All right.
On this date musically, 1983, Michael Jackson's Thriller, which was released right before Christmas, which is very strange, back in 82, it hit number one on the chart, and it spent the album 37 weeks at number one. On this date in North Texas history, it was on this date in 1989, an oil man out of Arkansas bought your Dallas Cowboys. On this date in 89, Jerry Jones bought the... we had 3 good years of the 33-ish. Some of those we don't even count. It was on this date in 1993, the first attack on New York's World Trade Center happened. That would be the bomb there at the bottom. On this date in 1995, Selena performed her final concert. It was in Houston. And on this date, I do remember this. 1998, an Amarillo, Texas jury rejected an $11 million lawsuit against Oprah Winfrey, brought forth by a Texas cattleman who saw the prices fall after a segment on mad cow disease. Oprah won again. And by the way, fun pop culture history. It was a mere 10 years ago on this date that went viral for the first time. It's the 10th anniversary of the dress. This is the one that most people thought was white and gold, but it turned out to really be blue and black. And for some reason, for like weeks, we argued about it. 10 years ago today. Turns out nothing that is what we think it is on social media from that point on. Happy Wednesday. Birthday cake's very light on this front today. So if you're celebrating a birthday, there's a really good chance you are in the top 3 today. Enjoy it. Former NFL running back Marshall Faulk is 52, and Michael Bolton is 72 today. And that's it. That's all we got. Unless you have one, which you can always 817-877-1921 be a part of the show. Otherwise, we might have to shift to some Michael Bolton on the show. Yeah. By the way, it is the birth date of the great. Get this off here because I'm about to say Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash's birthday today. So we'll play him throughout the show, salute him in the flashback, and play him coming up next.
Start your day by saying, hey.